And we're live, everybody. I'm Tristan.
We're not live. This is
shut up, Jackson.
This is very depressing.
Jackson?
Is my mic even on?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Is this on?
Is this on?
Yes.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Jackson.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Winning, winning, chicken dinner.
Winning, winning, chicken wing, wing.
Fool me once.
Shame on you. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame on you. Fool me three times. Okay, you're officially that guy. You know, the guy who goes to the bar and is like, this is a Giorgio Armani suit. Ask my dad knows him. No, you do not know Giorgio Armani. I know Giorgio Armani because I'm Italian.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We completely forgot about the Tony stick.
Yeah. My name's Tony.
I'm Al Capone. And why is this such a depressing show? Because Declan's not here.
Because he was...
It's his birthday!
...blinded by the light.
Because it's his birthday!
Wrapped up like a deuce and ran a runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
Yeah. Okay.
It's already. His birthday today! And welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, welcome back.
Radio Karams. Okay. Other guys, Tristan, Al Capone, Kieran is Kieran, and Jackson is Tony.
Yeah. Everywhere you look! It's a Fuller House.
All by myself.
But Jackson, you were part of the Fuller House.
I am the house.
Are you Bear in the Big Blue House?
Yeah.
Hello, kitties.
Hello, kids. How you doing?
Well, hello.
What's that smell? Oh, it's you.
Oh. What's that smell?
Tony Stank.
Tony Stark? More like Tony Stank! Oh!
I'm only referencing that because you kept saying that.
I know.
One of the previous...
I know.
Tony Stank. Tony okay. Stank.
All right.
Shall we...
Let's stop fooling around.
Yeah. We've already we've already wasted that 2 minutes.
All right. So...
I'm not sure whether I should keep up this voice.
You shouldn't.
What's on the agenda today,
boys? It makes me seem creepy.
Well, first off, it's Declan's birthday today, so he's not going
to
be here today.
Are we ready to sing a happy birthday to one of our friends?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
One.
Only if you stop talking like that.
Okay, fine.
You're still doing it.
I'm not doing it.
All right.
I'm not doing it.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Declan.
Mr. President.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip
hooray.
Hip hip
hooray.
Hip hip
hooray.
You're 1 year closer to dying.
Yay.
And let's give him some birthday punches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Please stop doing that under the table.
I think we've got too many.
Probably.
No.
One big one to take them back.
All right, Jackson, that's enough.
Ladies, please. Save that for later.
All right. What do we got on the agenda today, boys?
Okay,
and
I've
girl.
Got a big segment to talk about.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I've really got nothing much to say.
All right, all right,
I've done virtually nothing.
All right, all right.
All right, all right.
All right.
I think we're going to Bojack Horseman.
All right, yeah. The first season reveal. Since I've
powered the whole show, I'm
no,
spoil it.
No, you are not. You're not spoiling it because I powered through the first season, not to have the rest of it spoiled.
How long did it take you to? Well, I'll ask you later. Kieran, have you got anything?
No. I can make an announcement later, though.
Oh. Okay.
And at the end of the show, can we sing BoJack's ending
I've
credits?
I've actually got the ending credits.
You do?
I do.
Oh my god, you legend!
Yeah, I've got.
I love you, Jackson.
I've got a bunch of them too. I've got a
Jackson,
bunch of
if
songs.
We were to cross the table and I had a girlfriend, I would kiss you right now.
If you had a girlfriend?
If I didn't have one.
Oh, right. Because I heard if I had a girlfriend. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so.
We have to do it at the end of the show.
No.
No. Oh, the opening thing.
I've got the opening.
All right, so let's start with BoJack then.
BoJack.
All right. BoJack Horseman is about a horse named BoJack Horseman.
Do you want me to explain it?
Okay.
Okay, can we just slightly turn it down so I can actually hear myself think?
No.
No, okay. So BoJack Horseman is a show about a struggling actor who has been washed up, and he's basically done one of those sitcoms like The Big Bang Theory, but in the 90s. So it's like Friends, really. But it's a family show. Yeah, like Happy Days. And what's happened is since then he's done virtually nothing, and he's a self-destructive, depressive
horse.
Really, and he tries to get through the industry. That's basically the premise of the show. And the whole first season is set up around him writing an autobiography. Writing a biography, not...
Yeah.
And then we have the introduction of his sort of, like, on and off love interest.
Princess Caroline.
Princess Caroline.
Who's a cat.
My blue muffins.
No.
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 Oh, no. I'll play a little segment of BoJack Horseman today on the show, too.
Ugh. It is not family friendly. If it's got the comedy sense of, like,
yeah,
I guess Family Guy.
Yeah. But it's like,
it's on the verge of, like, South Park, yeah, but, like, more Family Guy.
Yeah.
So it's...
The animation, I think, is actually pretty good.
The animation is very good.
And as the seasons have gone on, I mean, I've seen all three seasons, and I'm absolutely amazed at what they've done.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not going to say anything. But the animation is picked up a lot more.
Yeah. Animation, as... I'm only just in the first three episodes of season two, and the animation work has picked up a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Favorite character is Todd.
Aaron Paul. Okay, so it stars a number of... a number of different actors.
Oof.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, just a bunch of different type of characters that, I guess, kind of represent other parts of BoJack, I guess.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah. Like, BoJack himself represents the old BoJack, as in season two, he tries to get rid of the new him.
Yeah.
The old him. And become something better.
Oh, you're going to love one of the upcoming episodes, like episode 6 or something. You'll absolutely love episode 6. Because you'll think about me and Declan when you watch it. Yeah, it's so, like, in line with what we've been saying all along. The interesting thing about BoJack Horseman is it's actually new. It feels new.
Oh, geez. It's not that... When did it come out? Like, 2000...
It started 2014.
Yeah. It's... Isn't it... get? Is it... Does it still go, or like, does it still go? Is it still ongoing?
Yeah. They announced another season. Season four is coming out next year.
Sweet.
Should be really good.
Just like Rick and Morty. Sweet. Yeah. Now I've got a bunch of stuff to review next year. Sweet.
And,
Mother of Jesus.
Oof. And I've got to say, it's one of the most interesting.
It is very
and
interesting.
Deep looking.
Yeah.
It's got some deep rooted themes.
Oof.
In it.
Yeah, it does.
Like it talks about, it discusses. Celebrity life, alcohol, like all these alcoholism, like different addictions and stuff. And it's got it's probably one of the deepest looks of mental illness and depression that I've actually seen
in any
other TV show. It is a very bleak show, but the comedy picks it up.
Yeah.
And the lighthearted humor done by the animators themselves.
Yeah.
Makes it up and makes it seem.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now it stars Will Arnett, who's known for being Batman in the Lego Movie and Job in Arrested Development. Aaron Paul, who's most known for Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad. Paul F. Tompkins, Amy Sedaris, and there have been a bunch of other background.
There's a whole bunch of cast. There's a whole bunch of cast of voice actors that make this show what it is.
But it's not just that. They've had a lot of guest actors too.
Yeah.
They've had Naomi Watts.
The guy who plays the T-Rex in Toy Story, he's near the climax of season one.
Patton Oswalt is in season one. He does a lot of background.
Yeah.
They had Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci, he plays Herb. Oh, it's such a...
Poor Herb.
They had the Fonz.
Yeah.
The guy that voices the Fonz, the guy that plays the Fonz, I can't remember his name. He's like Barry Winkler.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Or Henry Winkler, anyway.
Something like that.
Henry Winkler, that's it.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney has like a couple of lines in one of the episodes. Daniel Radcliffe has a guest star role.
Yep.
And he plays, they do such a great job. Such a great job.
Oh, man. We could go on for hours upon hours about how good BoJack Horseman is.
Aisha Tyler.
Yeah. We could go on and forever and talk about how good BoJack Horseman is and, like, all the different themes that make up what this show is
today. I'm easily going to give it a 10. I started watching it again. I'm at the end of season 2 again.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to watching season 3 once more.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Season 1 was decent. Doesn't really pick up until about episode 6.
Yeah.
Because it's introducing the world and all that. I'd give that about a 8 or a 9. I'd give season 2 a 9, and I'd give season 3 a 9. They're all great seasons. Great show.
Season 1 started off really good for me, especially the climax where they tried to fast-track the book by doing a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
That
is the best episode.
That is the best episode
Until, like, later in the...
Yeah.
Like, episode 11 seems to be, like... It's weird with TV shows now, because instead of having a climax properly on the last episode, shows are now going for, like, the episode before.
Yeah.
And they do the aftermath.
Yeah. But, like, that was the most, like... That got me.
Yeah.
Like, while he's tripping, and there's just a whole bunch of other things going on while he's tripping, like... Ugh, what's her face? The voice acts the deer.
I don't know who... plays the deer.
But what's her name? The deer. I can't remember her name.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, when BoJack, like, her and he get married and, like,
and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Like, that got me. That really got me.
That hit me hard too.
Especially with the, oh, God. What's BoJack's hero's name? I can't remember.
Jeez. Secretariat.
Yeah, I was like...
The last episode where it's like, just keep moving forward. And, and then all of a sudden the next scene he kills himself.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. And then this show, like, is just completely off the rails.
And they actually talk about it on the right. Like, they've got a voiceover. It's like, oh, like, this person has been... Secretariat's been banned from racing. And then it's like... And they're all talking about how sad and disgusting it is. And then all of a sudden... Well, to other news, the traffic's blocked up because some idiot parked their car on the bridge and then he just jumps off the bridge.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. And, man, I'd have to give season 1 a straight up 10. Right at, like, right near the last few episodes, all this climactic stuff going on, man, that really hits it home for me.
Yeah.
And so far, season 2 picks up on that, too. Especially with Herb's death.
You spoiled that, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I really think it was going to happen until, like, a few seconds before they were like, wait, it's not like we're going to see Herb. It's not like we're not going to see Herb again. Dead.
Yeah.
Just like, wow. Can't believe you guys. But I have to give season 1 a straight 10. It's a really good show. And if you are of the age category or of the matureness, I suggest you watch it some way.
Okay, I've got a clip here from BoJack Horseman. This is episode 3 of season 1. And I'm going to play just the beginning of it.
All right,
so are we ready? Yeah, here we go.
Who wants chocolate chip pancakes?
I do.
Ethan, didn't you already eat your pancakes?
As Oliver North would say, I do not recall.
Hey! Where's Sabrina?
Not hiding under the table, that's for sure.
Why don't you guys leave this one to me?
Why aren't you dressed for school, Prickly Muffin?
I'm scared. Olivia told me sometimes at school they have pop quizzes. I don't want a pop! That's too much, man!
Sabrina, nobody's popping on my watch. You stick with me, and I promise you, everything's gonna be just fine.
Cut! Boom in the shot!
What? I'll be in my trailer. No, I'm just horsing around. You folks enjoying the show? And how about Sarah Lynn as Sabrina? Isn't she wonderful?
Oh, thank you.
Sarah Lynn. You remember that name.
Back to one, everybody.
Hey, you see those people?
Yeah.
Well, those boobs and jerkwads are the best friends you'll ever have. Without them, you're nothing. Remember that.
Let's take it back to Prickly Muffin.
Your family will never understand you. Your lovers will leave you or try to change you. But your fans, you be good to them, and they'll be good to you.
We are rolling. Sound speed.
The most important thing is you gotta give the people what they want. Even if it kills you. Even if it empties you out until there's nothing left to empty. No matter what happens, no matter how much it hurts, you don't stop dancing and you don't stop smiling and you give those people what they want.
And action!
Why aren't you dressed for school, Prickly Muffin?
You might remember her as adorable Sabrina from Horsin' Around, but on her new dance pop album, Sarah Lynn wants you to know that she is hot to trot.
And
and that's where we're going to leave it, because it just gets so...
It does get really... It, I guess in a way, portrays Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, it is actually very accurate of Miley Cyrus. I reckon it's also accurate of Amanda Bynes with the drugs.
Yes, very.
All the drug addictions and that.
But as you can see, Horsin' Around was very self-aware.
Britney Spears. Anyway.
Horsin' Around's very self-aware.
Everyone.
This show, this episode just turned bad BoJack Horseman themed. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But like... The show,
God,
like,
I'm so depressed.
BoJack Horseman is so self-aware. Like, Horsin' Around is so self-aware.
Yeah.
Especially, like, and also what he was saying, like, no matter what you do, your fans will, like, if you do what you keep doing, your fans will still love you no matter what.
Fun fact.
Because that's actually kind of, not kidding, that's kind of true.
You know how in, like, season one where Herb and BoJack are first introduced, like, in the actual show, BoJack says, "Get cancer." The first line he has and says to Herb is, "Get cancer, jerkwad."
Yeah.
And then he gets cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad. Anyway, so I reckon we should get on to another review. Okay.
Let's leave this for another part.
All right. So I'm going to review Suicide Squad. By review, I mean I haven't seen it and we need to desperately talk about this.
Are you going to rip on it?
I'm going to rip on it.
Good.
I have to.
Thank you.
I have to rip on it.
Thank you.
So... Oh,
Thank you so much.
This is so annoying. I personally wanted at one point to actually go see Suicide Squad and to review it on the show, but I've actually since decided not to see it because I've heard that it's gotten so many bad reviews. Like, to clarify, this movie is so bad, it has gotten a worse movie review
than
Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. And we all know what a piece of dog excrement that was.
Yes.
Okay, so to put into...
What I've been hearing... I'm just going to stop you there real quick. But what I've heard from people, fans of the film, is it wasn't made for reviewers, it was made for the fans.
And it was made to make money. I will tell you why.
Yeah.
What happened was the director, not Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Not Zack Snyder. David Ayer. What they've done is he's actually directed it, and they released a teaser not long ago. Well, when I say not long ago, it was literally a year ago when they released the first teaser for it. And what's happened was, because a lot of people liked it, the studio wanted to change it. And that's why they did reshoots and stuff. And then it resulted in more studio interference where they wanted...
Yeah.
Like a sort of more lighthearted look at Suicide Squad, where apparently it was clearly made to be dark. And obviously, even in the title, it's
Suicide
dark.
Squad.
Suicide Squad. And...
It's not meant to be taken lighthearted.
Yeah, and so what's happened was David Ayer had his cut, and they had another cut done by the studios. They've had multiple editors in the film, so no wonder it was going to be a piece of crap.
Yeah,
no wonder. Seriously. And
though when it gets released to Blu-ray, like when it gets to released on physical media, I think it's going to be a lot better, depending on what version.
Yeah,
because Batman v Superman on physical media, I've been told. By my father, great man, by the way. He went to see it in theaters. He thought it was good, and then he bought the Blu-ray edition, and it was, I think, editor's cut or something, like extended cut or something like that. And it was like 10 times marginally better.
Because what I would love to do, I'd love to have them release David Ayer's cut, and I would rather buy that than actually watch the studio cut, because the studio cut is just there to make money.
Yeah.
And is really stupid because they don't know how to... Even though they're in the business, I don't think they really know how it should work.
Yeah.
Because they're all for the big money. And that was what Suicide Squad was set up for. It was going to be the biggest movie of this year.
I do think that they're going to release a director's cut, though.
Yeah.
Because with a lot of big films... They do that now. Yeah. With a lot of big films, even if they're higher grossing or not, they still release a director's cut just for, like... look at what could have been.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's better and sometimes it's worse.
Yeah, sometimes it's better,
For example,
it's not.
Zack Snyder.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to rip on the DC universe at the moment.
Yeah.
Because the DC universe...
the DCMU, yes.
...is rubbish. Even though there's only been three movies now.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie there. Like, I'm not gonna... you can rip on me as much as you want. Call me a Marvel fanboy, but DC movies, as of late, haven't been the best. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, if it gets a director's cut straight to Blu-ray DVD, this might help it.
Yeah.
Which I think it will help it marginally instead of the studio cut.
I will be honest, I'm not being biased here. I'm not a fan of Marvel or DC. I mean, I'll happily watch certain movies.
Yeah, same.
However, I'm not a big fan of Marvel anymore. I used to be like, yeah, another Marvel movie's coming out, yeah. But now I'm just like, no, because I'm sick of superhero movies. Because there's one coming out every 2 months now, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Again, I think the DC universe is trying to be too gritty, where the Marvel Cinematic Universe is more lighthearted. DC are like, no, we've seen the Dark Knight trilogy and how that has been capitalized on.
Yeah.
We've got to make every subsequent movie after that
like just as dark, just as gritty. Come on, let's do this. So that's happening. Yeah.
And I'm also really disappointed in the choices that Warner Brothers have made because they own most of the DC material.
Pretty much.
And their choice of director for Justice League is, you guessed it, Zack Snyder. And I am so disappointed in their choice because Zack Snyder is a really poor director. I'm going to be honest with you.
Who played... it was someone... Ben Affleck, yes.
He played Batman.
Yeah, Ben Affleck is now co-director. Whenever Zack Snyder is making films, he is co-director.
Yeah.
To make sure that Zack Snyder doesn't screw this one up.
Oh,
like
that's
Batman
good.
V Superman.
That is good.
Yeah.
Because Ben Affleck is a decent director. He's made a lot of good movies.
He's done a very good director.
I found his movie The Town to be a really good movie.
Yeah.
Argo, that did really well.
So yeah, that's very pleasant
to hear.
Maybe
there's some hope.
There probably will be
some hope. Maybe there's some hope.
Ben Affleck knows what he's doing. Zack Snyder,
his reasoning for doing Batman v Superman was because it's cool.
Yeah.
That was the only reason, like, we'll put this in there because we can.
Yeah. No.
Michael Bay.
That's not how you do
it. Yeah, that's basically like the Michael Bay look at it. We'll put explosions in because they look cool.
Yeah.
And people will buy $20 tickets just to see.
Let's put in Wonder Woman because, you know, we're not going to pull another Marvel Amazing Spider-Man 2.
At how they, with their marketing. Their marketing was good. I will admit, their marketing was really good.
The first two trailers were good.
However, like some trailers, it doesn't portray the movie that they've made.
Yeah.
For example, apparently I've heard the Joker's only in it. He's not even in it long.
Yeah.
He's got very few scenes.
Yeah.
Yet his face is plastered all over it.
Yep.
You know,
it's everywhere.
And I don't want to crack a wobbly at Jared Leto's performance because one, I haven't seen his performance.
Yeah.
And no
from
one.
What I heard, Jared Leto's performance is pretty good.
And no one really has because he hasn't got enough screen time.
Yeah. From what he's in it, the amount of times he's in it, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Anyway, I'm not going to see it. I don't plan on seeing it. I'll probably, buy it when it's in the $9 bin.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
when and if there's a director's cut of this film, I might pick it up. I might watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm done dumping on this movie. It's not
same.
Even worth... It wasn't
it
even
really
worth
isn't.
Actually using my energy in order to...
It wasn't, but I mean, it needed to be talked about. It's what's hot.
Yeah.
You gotta stay on the top.
You know. Anyway, have you guys got a review?
Besides the joint BoJack Horseman review, there's been a lot of Rick and Morty stuff being announced by Justin Roiland.
Yep.
Live raw footage while he's reading lines to people. It's very funny. There's parts where Rick's a freaking slug. Yeah, I know. Stuff Justin Roiland comes up with, man. It's nuts. That's why I love Rick and Morty. The BoJack Horseman season 3. Besides that, there isn't really anything else. I mean,
Kieran, what's your announcement then?
Soiree tickets came out last week. Immediately, Jackson laughs. Woo! Okay.
Hold on. Let me just sort this out.
Soiree
Say
tickets.
Something.
I'm giving up on you.
So, Soiree tickets came out last week.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Oh, we're live.
I've just put us live. Okay,
Soiree tickets came out last week. If anyone wants tickets, they're selling fast. Pretty sure they're like half gone now. My parents have already got tickets. Jackson, get tickets.
Why would I get tickets?
Because you don't get tickets any other year, so you need to get tickets. You need to get tickets. Get tickets. Get tickets.
Is that all you need to
get
say?
Get tickets. Yes.
All right.
Tickets.
Okay. So shall we do the next part of the...
Oof. Movies in a minute?
Movies in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is what you're going to do. Kieran, get your iPod out.
Oh, okay.
Dun, 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 dun. It's about the video. And it's just Facebook like, yo.
Yeah.
You keep going, my
dude. This is how popular I am because no one's watching it.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Got it out. You ready? Have you got your... Can you please stop doing that? All right. Can you get up the clock and we'll do movies in a minute? I want you.
Okay.
To do
okay.
BoJack Horseman.
Okay.
Season 1.
Okay.
In a minute.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then we'll get Kieran to do around.
Yes.
Oh.
I think I might actually nail this one.
Will you?
Probably. I'm going to be surprised if I do. I'm very surprised. Because, I mean, I literally just got finished with Season 1 last night. I powered through, powered through half of it.
Yeah, say hi. Comment down. Say hi.
It's Rihanna.
No, it's Brittany.
Oh. I thought it was Rihanna. I was like,
Are you ready? Balls. Have you got your...
Yep, ready.
Okay. Oh, she's gone.
Are you ready?
You're mean. Okay, you ready?
Nope, there she is.
You guys are weird.
Hey. Thank you. Okay, right. Ready? You've got 1 minute. Let's talk about BoJack Horseman.
All right.
Here we go.
BoJack Horseman.
Go.
All right. There's a guy named BoJack Horseman. He has his bum friend. He lives in his apartment, right? And BoJack has depression. He has a drinking problem. He has a drug problem. He also has sex a lot, which I shouldn't have said on air, but who cares? He likes to do things. And so, in one episode, his friend, Mr. Peanut Butter, well, he's not really a friend, cohort, I guess, has a girlfriend named Diane, right? She's got to write a novel for him as ghostwriter because BoJack really hasn't... He was trying to write an autobiography about himself. He couldn't, so he's getting a ghostwriter to do it for him or else the Penguin freaking printing business is going to go out, all right? And so he's talking about his life. It goes on and on about his childhood, about horsing around, and about after that, as well as Herb Kazaz.
Get it right, man.
Herb Kazaz.
10 seconds.
All right. And they have a bit of a fight. And then he goes on a trip. He goes on a drug trip trying to write the book. But it was just a bunch of it was just a bunch of gibberish. It was a bunch of embedded videos on YouTube.
Is that seriously?
It was the random one that it chose for some reason. It was like...
That actually sounds like you, though.
Is that Liam?
That's Luke. Hi, Luke. How's it going? Chuck us a comment. I know you'll probably be like, you're fat, but, you know.
Back in the 90s, I was in a very famous TV show.
What? Tristan, what do you want?
I'm doing BoJack Horseman in a minute.
All right. Shall we do Playground Insults or shall we just wrap it up?
Playground Insults.
All right.
And then we're playing the closing theme for BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, of course we are.
Hello, Mandy. Lee.
Hiya.
Back in the 90s, I was in a very famous TV show.
Okay, ready?
Ooh.
Here we go. Playground Insults.
Do you want me to?
Fine. You take it.
All right. I'll switch the camera around.
Take it.
All right. Shall we start?
Here's your comment, you damn dirty ape. This is Luke.
Oh, you're so mean. I don't want to be racist.
Careful, you might get attacked by feminists.
I know, I'm sorry. There's no way I'm going to mention that AFL incident that happened last year.
All right, ladies
with that
and
particular
gentlemen.
Sydney Swans player by the name of A. Goods. And
damn, Jackson looks good.
Thank you. So, shall we begin?
All right. Jackson shall we begin? Versus Kieran.
Kieran.
Fight.
You're worthless.
Jackson. You can't even grow a beard.
Neither can you. You haven't even got a beard. I've got more beard than you.
That's because I shaved.
Anyway. Kieran. You have spectacular eyes.
Thank you.
Come on. We're burning daylight.
Eyes.
Kieran.
I can see your nose hairs.
Oh no. Oh, what have you done? You are failing at life.
Ooh, you gonna take that, Kieran? You gonna take that, boy?
No, I'm just failing at English.
Savage.
Feel free to throw an insult whenever you want, Kieran.
Yeah, Kieran, come on.
You can't even throw an insult.
Kieran, I'll disqualify you,
You
Kieran.
Have no ears.
I'll disqualify you, Kieran. Kieran?
I...
If you don't throw an insult sooner or later. A better
have
one than
ears.
That. A better one than that.
You can't...
Deaf.
Your performance of Edna was really bad.
Savage.
It's okay. The band was really crap.
I know.
They you guys stuffed up so much.
I know.
You fail at life. Look at you. Look at you.
All right, guys. I'm disqualifying Kieran.
You fail at drag.
I love drag. What are you talking about?
Kieran, you're disqualified.
Oh, that's so mean.
You can't even throw a good insult, Kieran.
Oh, all right.
Kieran, take it.
Oh,
it's
no.
Me versus Jackson. It's me versus Jackson. Let's go.
He's going to rip me to shreds. Are you ready? Let's go.
Yep. All right. Jackson.
Yeah.
You like BoJack Horseman season 2?
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for you to end.
Are you going on a holiday anytime soon? Because if you do and you take a plane, I hope it crashes.
You like Subway, Jackson?
No, actually.
Damn. Because I was going to say, you should fly in for the September 9th. December.
Can you?
September.
Can you even date?
11th.
No, you Tinder.
Deal. Good point there. But at least I've got a girlfriend. 8 months strong.
You see, I don't need websites.
You only need your right hand.
Left. Get it right.
Two lefts make a right, Jackson. You only got two left hands.
I've got two left feet. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, good. Hope you tripped down the stairs.
I did.
Good. Hope you trip upstairs too. Hope you trip down the escalator.
Yeah.
Trip down an up escalator. You gooseneck. Turtleneck wearing.
I don't have a
pompous
neck.
Turtle fawns looking boy.
I don't have a neck.
Well, maybe you should play the game Philip. It's perfect for children with no necks. That includes you, Jackson.
Tristan.
Pillock.
You're worse than two girls, one cup.
Jackson. You're a pillock.
You're a pansy.
You're gooseneck, turtleneck, wearing fawns, looking white boy.
That's racist.
Your mom's racist.
Yeah, she is. I've actually seen her Facebook posts.
I hope Northy freaking screws up your gene pool.
I got you.
Damn it. I got myself.
You hope Northy screws up. Oh.
I hope Northy screws up your gene pool.
I literally just realized. That's
I win.
So bad. No, you don't win. You've lost it first. All right, guys. Thank you for...
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
So
and
beautiful work. Yes.
Play us out.
All right, here we go. Thank you, guys. We'll see you again in 2 weeks' time.
Woo!
All right. Take care, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you
well, next
week.
Time. Not 2 weeks' next time, actually.